Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, February 4th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Senator Schumer says climate change now the Democrats' top priority for the country. Republican Liz Cheney survives a vote to remove her from leadership. Americans turn to therapy to cope with life. 25% of adults say they will never get the COVID vaccine. Doctors warn Americans to stay away from Super Bowl parties. Also ahead, Joe Biden says yes to a Super Bowl interview. How I wish I could do it. But first, forget COVID or the economy. Senator Charles Schumer, the majority leader in the Senate, says climate change is the Democrats' number one issue. Schumer, quote, "I've already instructed the incoming Democratic chairs of all relevant committees to begin holding hearings on the climate crisis in preparation for enacting President Biden's agenda," unquote. Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the third highest ranking GOP in the House, will not apologize for her vote to impeach Donald Trump. Nevertheless, last night Republicans voted 145-61 not to remove Ms. Cheney from a leadership position, a triumph for free choice. A new study from one poll says there is a 30% jump in Americans seeking psychiatric advice. One in six adults now speak with a mental professional to deal with anxiety, depression, and substance abuse. Patients cite the pandemic, finances, and the election as major sources of stress in their daily lives. But beware, there are many charlatans in the so-called mental health field. A surprising poll says one in four Americans will never take the COVID vax. Republicans, the biggest resistors, 42% refusing the medication. Medical experts estimate that between 70 and 85% of people need to be immune from COVID before the disease fades away. Dr. Anthony Fauci and other health officials telling folks to avoid Super Bowl gatherings. The combination of shouting, close quarters, shared food could turn parties into super spreader events, says Fauci. 100 million viewers are expected to watch the Tampa Bay Bucks against the Kansas City Chiefs in Florida. Many, I guess, will be hungry. In a moment, will CBS grill President Biden in the annual Super Bowl interview? Right back.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding Fast Growing Trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com. Use promo code BILL at checkout.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. President Biden has agreed to be interviewed by Nora O'Donnell of CBS before the big game on Sunday. Now, this is a tradition. CBS is broadcasting the Super Bowl, so CBS gets the interview. I, your humble correspondent, have done three Super Bowl chats. In 2011, 18 million folks watched my interview with President Obama. In 2014, a rematch, another 18 million viewers. And in 2017, 13 million people tuned in for my chat with President Trump. I have posted some of the highlights from all three of those interviews on BillO'Reilly.com. this weekend, so you can see what I did and compare it to what Ms. O'Donnell will do on Sunday. That would be an interesting exercise. Now, interviewing a president, especially live. I did that with Barack Obama. We were live before the Super Bowl game. I don't think the Biden interview is going to be live. I could be wrong, but I'll report on it Monday. But these are very, very difficult interviews because you have to walk a fine line, at least I did, between trying to get some news out of it and not being a boorish idiot by being contentious and disrespectful to a sitting president. So when I interviewed Barack Obama, I got a lot of mail saying, oh, I hope you crush him. These were from conservatives who didn't like the president. But I wasn't ever going to do that. However, I spent 75% of both interviews with Mr. Obama asking him about the world, the country, in a way that was provocative. And I threw in my opinion, what about this, what about that? And I did the same thing with Donald Trump. You may remember the Trump interview because I said to the new president, hey, what is this cozying up to Vladimir Putin? He's a killer. Whereupon President Trump replied, well, we're not perfect ourselves. That made worldwide headlines, that Super Bowl interview. And that was a very interesting reaction that President Trump put forth. So if I were interviewing Joe Biden on Sunday in the White House, and I love going to the White House, it is just thrilling for me to go there. It's fantastic. If I were interviewing Mr. Biden, my first question would be, Mr. President, you said in your inaugural address that you want to unite all Americans, yet a day later, one day later, you wrote a series of executive orders that were progressive and liberal, to say the least. How is that going to unite all Americans? I'm a simple man. That's a simple question. Do you think Norah O'Donnell will ask that? I don't, and I'm not disparaging Norah. I've known her for many years, and she's a very good journalist. But I don't think Joe Biden's going to be put on the spot on Sunday. On Monday, I will report over these fine radio stations what happens. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. Disagree? I'd like to hear from you. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 17 years ago today, a group of friends at Harvard University unveiled a free website where students could share homework assignments, send messages, and plan meetings. At the time, Google was still months away from selling stock. YouTube would not exist for another year. Twitter, 12 months after that. The original concept was called FaceMash. The site used the Harvard Student Directory to rank coeds by their level of attractiveness, called Who's Hotter. Well, Harvard shut that down real quick and threatened to expel 19-year-old programmer Mark Zuckerberg, who started FaceMash. What started out as Zuckerberg's dorm room project turned into Facebook, becoming a tech behemoth in less than 2 years. 71% of Americans now use Facebook on a daily basis. Today, 2 billion people log on to Facebook every 24 hours in more than 120 countries. The company owns other services like Instagram. The social network is worth $530 billion. Zuckerberg alone is worth $90 billion, making him the fourth richest person on Earth. So what began as a platform for friends to plan study groups and rate women is now embroiled in a global debate over censorship. Beginning in 2016, Facebook has been accused of silencing conservatives, concealing articles that could damage Democrats, and even being infiltrated by Russian agents and Chinese communists. Experts believe there are roughly 220 million fake Facebook accounts used to spread disinformation and promote conspiracy theories like QAnon. And here's something else you might not know. In 2021, more than 500 hours of content is uploaded on YouTube every single minute. Google search engine receives 100,000 requests per second. These companies reach vast amount of people and obviously are extremely powerful. Now this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.